you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and welcome to Pointless, the show where the aim of the game is to avoid the obvious answers and find the obscure ones. Let's meet today's players. And couple number one.
Hi, I'm Steph, and this is Graham, and we're ex-colleagues from Hartlepool.
Couple number two.
Hello, my name's Michael. This is my friend Owen. We're from Didsbury in Manchester.
Couple number three.
I'm Ian. This is Steph, my daughter, and we're both from Suffolk. Steph is in the process of moving to Manchester this very weekend.
And finally, couple number four.
Hello, I'm Andrea. This is my friend Steve. He lives in Lancashire. I live in Cumbria.
And these are today's contestants. Thanks very much, all of you. We'll find out more about each of you throughout the show as it goes along. So that just leaves one more person for me to introduce. A diligent dung beetle rolling a big ball of steaming fact with his hind legs. It's my pointless friend. It's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everybody. Hiya. That is often how I feel. You're quite right. It's funny, isn't it? Last time, we had a surfeit of Steves.
Mm.
We had three Steves. One of them's back today. And now we've got a surfeit of Stephs. What's that all about?
I don't know. I think it's a BBC policy. I was reading this. There's a memorandum that went out saying we need more Steves and Stephs.
We should have mixed them up a bit more, though. Or just... is this going to happen for every show now? We're going to have... Steph and Steves.
I think a couple of weeks from now there's going to be... I think there's an Alan drive.
We've had a surfeit of Alans before, haven't we? We've had a surfeit of Mikes as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve's a couple of times. Dave's, we occasionally get quite a few Daves.
Yeah.
But two Stephs, I don't know, you know what? Hey, let's forget the whole farrago and get on with the show, shall we?
Let's do it. Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Now, we've asked every question on Pointless to 100 people before the show. As ever, the aim of the game is to find a pointless answer, that being an answer that none of our 100 people gave. Do that and we will add £250 to the jackpot. Now, Anya and Hannah didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that, so today's jackpot starts off at £5,250. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. Now, remember, the pair with the highest score at the end of each round will be eliminated, so do what you can to make sure that's not you. Our first category today is... music. It's music. Can you all decide on your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns... reggae singles. Reggae singles. Richard.
Yeah, we're going to show you on each board the names of seven songs inspired by reggae or ska that were UK hits. Also going to tell you the year in which they were hits. You just need to tell us who had a hit with them, please. It's going to be 14 acts in all to guess at home. Good luck.
OK, so we're looking for the acts who had UK hits with these songs in the years shown in brackets. Here's our first board of seven. It looks like this. Electric Avenue, 1983. One in Ten, 1981. It Wasn't Me, 2001. Police and Thieves, 1980. No Woman, No Cry, 1975. On My Radio, 1979. And Like Glue, 2003. I'll read those all one last time. Electric Avenue, 1983. One in Ten, 1981. It Wasn't Me, 2001. Police and Thieves, 1980. No Woman, No Cry, 1975. On My Radio, 1979. And Like Glue, 2003. Graham, welcome. Good to have you here from Hartlepool. But what do you do, Graham?
I'm a data manager.
What kind of data do you manage?
It's education data. I work with schools to help them with their pupil performance data.
OK. You go back and revisit the same schools again and again,
yeah.
So you build up a picture over
correct,
the years.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I love my job, yeah.
Excellent. And what do you get up to when you're not doing that?
I'm a singer-songwriter-guitarist as well. And I also work with a Music Be Cancer, a charity up in the North East.
Oh, good for you. So what, you organise what, there's live performances?
Organise live events.
To raise money?
That's correct, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Graham, I'm hoping, did you enter your reggae?
Not really, but I recognise most of those.
Good.
Yeah.
Just recognise, is that the same thing as knowing who sang them?
It's not quite the same.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you there. But, what are you going to go for?
I think I'm going to go for It Wasn't Me. It's a defence that probably wouldn't stand up in court, but I'm going for that one.
And who do you think sang it?
I think that was Shaggy.
Shaggy. Shaggy, says Graham. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said Shaggy for It Wasn't Me. It's right. 49. Not bad. 49.
Well done, Graham. Yeah, Orville Burrell is his real name, a US Marine.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Owen, welcome. Good to have you here from Manchester. What do you do, Owen?
I work in an office in a large maternity hospital in Manchester.
So you're sort of back room at the maternity?
Yeah, kind of data entry.
Do you hear all the crying children or...?
Once every now and then, yeah.
That's nice. That's too nice.
I've been there for a few years.
Oh, yeah. So many wonderful little miracles happening.
Exactly, yeah.
Just a few yards away from you.
Indeed.
How nice. What do you do in your spare time?
Like films, music. At the moment, I've been watching a lot of bad films, like Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I love a bad film.
If I have a choice between a good film and a bad film, I'll take a bad film at the moment.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yes. So, what are you going to go for on this board?
Well, I was a bit worried when the question came up, but I think I've got one or two. I think I'll go for Police and Thieves was The Clash.
The Clash, yeah. Says Owen. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said The Clash. Not The Clash. I'm afraid that scores you 100 points.
Yeah, they did a cover of Police and Thieves, The Clash, but that's not the song we're looking for there, I'm afraid.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Steph.
Hello.
Welcome. Steph W, I should say, to give you your full title. So how's the mood to Manchester going to be?
Stressful. Yeah. I have about 3 days to go up and start a new job, so it's quite...
Right, scary. So it's a job that's taken you there.
Yes.
What's that going to be?
It's copywriting, which is what I do already, but this one's for a tech company.
Right.
So it's just a case of making very complicated things sound exciting.
So how come they wouldn't let you do that back in Suffolk? How come you can't do...
They did try and get me to stay, but I just fancied the big city for a change.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it'd be fun. Exactly. Well, Owen and Michael can give you some tips.
Yeah.
They could help you move, to be honest.
Yeah.
that's what I would have offered.
Yeah. What do you do in your spare time, Steph?
I have started a beauty blog, so I like chatting to people all over the world about my favourite products and things like that. So.
And also, the more people read your beauty blog, the more freebies you get from the companies.
Yeah, I haven't got to that stage just yet, but
well, good luck. When you get to Manchester, that'll all change.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, Steph, what are you going to go for on this board?
I've got a friend who's a big fan of the person who sings Like Glue, and I think it's Sean Paul.
Sean Paul?
Yeah.
OK, Sean Paul, let's see if it's right. Let's see how many people said Sean Paul. It's right. Well, 100's our high score. You passed that. 49 our low. You passed that. Sean Paul, in fact, scores you 6. Look at that, Steph. Very well done.
Well played, Steph. Very good answer. And he's a former member of the Jamaican water polo team.
Get out of town.
is he
really?
Yeah, yeah. I ain't even lying.
Sean Paul. Does he like glue? I don't know.
It's useful for... It's difficult to answer that. He certainly, in situations that need glue...
Yeah, if he's looking for a sort of adhesive...
He's glad to have some.
Yeah, OK, good.
That's definitely the case.
Yeah. Thank you. Andrea, welcome back. Our only returning pair. Ah, well, the veterans of that great last show. Remind us what you get up to, Andrea.
I am a semi-retired teacher, retired 4 years ago, but my school asked me back if I would be prepared to cover for anybody who rings in sick at the last moment, which I was very happy to do.
Quite nice. Keeps your hand in.
Yep.
And they're a nice staff room.
Yes.
Nice to keep up with all of them.
Yes, get on very well with my colleagues. And I did miss them, so I was very happy to go back.
Very nice. Now, what are you thinking about this board? Because this is all yours. If you fancied filling in any of those,
okay.
you could talk us through it.
Well, last time, pop music was our worst nightmare. This is probably our second worst nightmare.
Oh, no, I thought you could say this has been a dream come true.
There's one on there that I think I know, and it is still there. So fingers crossed, everything crossed. I hope that No Woman, No Cry was Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, says Andrea. Let's see if that's right. If it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said Bob Marley. It's right. Look at that, 72.
Well,
not bad at all.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot better than 100. Funnily enough, the Fugees had an even bigger hit with No Woman, No Cry than Bob Marley. But let's look at the rest of these now. Let's start with Police and Thieves. As I say, The Clash... did a version of it. This is a brilliant track. You should download this immediately. It's Junior Mervin. Would have scored you 1 point. Terrific answer if you got that. Well done. On My Radio is The Selector. Would have scored you 9 points. 1 in 10 is UB40. 24 points, and Electric Avenue.
Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant, yep. And scored you 29. Very well done if you got all of those.
Thanks very much indeed. Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at those scores. Six, Steph. Very well done. Lovely little score there. Puts you and your dad at the top of the table at this point. Then up to 49. Quite a hike up there, where we find Graham and Steph M. Then up to 72, where we find Andrea and Steve. And then up to 100, Owen and Michael. Bad luck. You knew one version of it, but yeah. Bad luck. Michael, yes, quite a lot on your shoulders there. Yeah, I mean, you're not way ahead. Andrea and Steve are just behind. So, yeah, good low score from you might keep you in the game. Best of luck. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, we're going to put seven more songs up on the board, and here they are. We have got Israelites, 1969, Dreadlock Holiday, 1978, Just a Girl, 1996, Wonderful World, Beautiful People, 1969, Our House, 1982, Welcome to Jamrock, 2005, and Don't Stand So Close to Me, 1980. I'll read those all one last time. Israelites, 1969, Dreadlock Holiday, 1978, Just a Girl, 1996, Wonderful World, Beautiful People, 1969, Our House, 1982, Welcome to Jamrock, 2005, and Don't Stand So Close to Me, 1980. Now, remember, we're looking for the acts who had UK hits with these songs in the years shown. Steve, you're going to try and find the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. Now, Steve, how are we feeling? Because last time around, pop music did for you, Irish bands.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. And are you feeling a little bit better about this? No.
I know one.
OK, well, before you do that, just remind us what you like getting up to, Steve.
I do a lot of wildlife photography, walking, out in the countryside.
Now, wildlife photography, do you do that just for your own interest, or do you...?
Yeah, I show to small select groups of people that, like, I belong to a natural history group at home, and I'll show slides to them.
And what's the best photograph you've got? What's the one you're most proud of?
My latest triumph is to photograph a bittern, which is a rare bird.
Yeah.
Not far from these two, really. It was in a reserve not far from Norwich. So I was very fortunate to be able to take a photograph of that, and now it's my screensaver.
Very nice. OK, listen, if you can score 27 or less, you can avoid even becoming the highest scorers. What are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for Israelites, Desmond Dekker.
Desmond Dekker, says Steve, for Israelites. Here's your red line. It's going to be quite low. If you get below that with Desmond Dekker, you remain with us for sure. Let's see if it's right. Let's see how many people said Desmond Dekker. It's right. You're through. Look at that. Very well done indeed. 16 for Desmond Dekker. A triumph on podium four there. Steve and Andrea through with 88.
Terrific answer, Steve. Well done. Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Widely considered to be the UK's first reggae number one.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Ian, what do you do?
I'm a business advisor and company director.
In Ipswich?
Around East London.
Around
India,
the Ipswich and
London.
I see. OK, so you travel up and down quite a bit.
I do, yes.
What do you like to do in your spare time, Ian?
I play tennis very badly, and I'm also a very keen fell walker and a mountain walker, which is a bit of a challenge in Suffolk.
In East Anglia, that is going to be a challenge. Where do you tend to go for that?
All over. I've just come back from Croatia. A year before last, I was in Morocco climbing what is supposed to be the highest mountain in North Africa. It was high.
It was high. Yeah. How steep did it get?
Very.
You don't take crampons and things, do you?
No, because I've done with them sometimes, but yeah, I took a mule to Morocco. That was better. That helped.
Very nice. Ian, you're on six. The high scorers, Michael and Owen, on 100. You have to score 93 or less. I think you can do it. What are you going to go for?
Well, Steve took the answer I was going to go for, so I'm going to go for the one below that. It's Dreadlock Holiday, 10cc.
10cc, says Ian. There's the red line you have to get below. Let's see if 10cc can get you there. It's right, and you're through. Very well done. 28. 34, your total, the lowest total of the whole round.
Well played, Ian, another number one hit there. They sold 30 million albums worldwide, 10cc.
Well done, them.
Quite right, yeah.
Well done, them. Now, Michael, the high scorers. You're still the high scorers, even at this stage. How are you doing, Michael? Welcome to the show. What do you do?
I'm a comedy promoter. I promote comedy.
Now, that's fun. In around the Manchester area, or do you travel around?
Across the UK. I'm based in Manchester, so that's sort of the majority of the shows happen there, but I do them all over the UK.
And are these UK acts you promote?
Both UK and American, really. I like to try and diversify into that sort of area and bring over maybe lesser known to British people, American comedians.
Excellent. How long have you done it for?
Since 2010.
Okay, so you and it builds year on year, I imagine, and
that's
you get
the
more
idea.
And more. Yeah. And will you remain based in Manchester?
Who knows? I think probably yes. London's a bit of a bear pit.
Yeah.
So I may stay up.
You get up to Edinburgh, presumably, and do a lot
yes,
of that.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Saw Richard there once, hanging around at the Pleasance.
Oh, I thought you meant live.
Well, you were
alive.
Oh, that's true. Well, that makes a change in Edinburgh.
You can actually buy tickets to see Richard hanging around at the Pleasance.
I might start gigging up there.
You should.
Because I sit down for so long. It'd be nice to do some stand-up. You know, just to be honest, 3 weeks stretching my legs would be quite nice.
Yeah, good for your circulation. Anyway, Michael, so we need a low score. Even then, it might not be enough.
Yeah.
What are you going to go for?
Well, it was a toss-up between the Israelites and Just a Girl. Obviously, Steve's put paid to that decision, so I'm going to go with Just a Girl and No Doubt.
No Doubt, says Michael, for Just a Girl. No Red Line is your other high scorers, but let's see how many people said No Doubt. Very well done. It's right. Nice low score, 14. Takes your total to 114.
Yeah, obviously some of these songs more loosely ska and reggae than others, but number three hit for No Doubt.
Thanks very much, Richard. Now, Steph, welcome to the show. What do you do, Steph?
I'm a school-based data technician.
So that you work with Graham? Well, you worked at ex-colleagues, didn't you, before?
Yeah, up until 2 weeks ago, Graham was my manager.
Oh, no, that's sad. So what are you going to do now?
Well,
you joined a rival, data.
I'm still doing what I'm doing. It's him who's gone.
Oh, I see. He's gone.
Yeah.
So you're still there?
Yes.
You have to struggle on in Graham's absence.
We do our best.
Wow, dear. So what are your hobbies when you're not doing that, Steph?
I like a bit of keep fit. I recently joined a martial arts gym, which keeps me busy.
Yeah.
Keeps the weight off, and I like watching films and socialising. Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, this is where the game is going to be fought out, because the highest scorers are Michael alone behind you there with 114. You're on 49. 64 or less. That's what you have to score.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through that board?
Yeah, well, when it first came up, my first one was going to be Just a Girl, which unfortunately is just gone. Reggae is not my thing whatsoever. So there's a couple of answers there that I do know, but I'm not confident they're going to score very low. So I'll go for the one which I think might score the lowest, which is Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police.
The Police, says Steph. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said The Police. There's your red line, nice and high. Well done, you're through. Oh, just, look at that, 61. You needed 64. 110 your total, very well done.
How about that? That's, yet another number one single there. Don't Stand So Close to Me. Let's fit in the rest of these. Some great reggae here, Wonderful World, Beautiful People is Jimmy Cliff, the brilliant Jimmy Cliff. Also well worth checking out if you're downloading things. 3 points for that. Our House, of course, is Madness. We've scored you 69, and Welcome to Jam Rock. It's the youngest son of Bob Marley, Damian Marley. And that would have scored you two. It's the best answer on the board.
Thanks very much indeed. Well, at the end of our first round, the pair heading home with our high score of 114. I'm afraid it's you, Michael and Owen. Oh, I'm sorry. It was, Junior Mervyn.
Yeah, there was no chance that we got that.
Oh, so. Dear. Oh, dear. Well, we will look forward to seeing you next time. I think, yes, you were ill-served by that round. I'm sure there's much more in the tank for your next appearance. We'll look forward to that. Michael and Owen, thanks very much for playing Meanwhile. But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. And so three pairs remain. Obviously, at the end of this round, we'll have to say goodbye to another of our pairs. Well, Ian and Steph W. I don't think on the strength of that round it's going to be you. Fantastic answering skills there. Steph and Graham, well done you. And Andrea and Steve, this is where it all fell apart last time. So I think we've got our pop music out of the way now. This is good news, isn't it? Best of luck to all three pairs. Our category for round two today is European politics. European politics. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, so our question concerns member states who joined the EU from the year 2000. Member states who joined the EU from the year 2000. Richard.
Yes, now this either gets easier or harder when I tell you that what we're going to do is show you 13 flags now of European nations, all of whom joined the EU between 2000 and January 2014. You just need to tell us one of the countries whose flags you see up here.
OK, thanks, Richard. So, as Richard just said, we're going to put 13 flags up. They're going to remain up for the whole round. Let's reveal those flags. Here they come. Ah, there we are. All falling into place now. Steph M.
Right. I recognise a couple of them flags, although a lot of them do look very similar. I'm going to go with one. It is a little bit of a risk, but I think it's something that we need to do. I'm going to go for Poland.
OK, you're going to go for Poland. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said it. Absolutely right. 35. 35 for Poland.
Yeah, solid start. There's the Polish flag there, the red and white one.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, now, Ian, what are the EU countries whose flags are up here on the board?
There's a few there. One of which I came back from last weekend.
There you are.
So I think that's going to be the one I'm going to go for, which is Croatia.
Croatia. OK, let's see how many of our 100 people said Croatia. Absolutely right. 20 for Croatia. Very well done, Ian.
Joined the EU in 2013. There's the flag there. And, of course, famously, Croatia, much better for hill walking than Suffolk. That's what's most famous for.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Now then, Steve.
Yes, Alexander. I'm not great on flags, like pop music, really. So I'm going to go for the one that is most obvious to me, and that's Cyprus.
OK, Cyprus, says Steve. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. There we are. Well, 35 our high score, 20 our low, 39 a new high score.
Yeah, there's Cyprus. The name Cyprus comes from the Latin for copper, because it's very rich in copper, Cyprus. Put some copper on the flag.
Absolutely right, copper-coloured, a copper-coloured country. There we are. Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. 20, the lowest score of that pass, Ian. Very well done. Your fell walking held you in good stead there. Then up to 35, where we find Steph, M and Graham. And then up just a click up to 39, where we find Steve and Andrea. So you're not way ahead. But, Andrea, if we have a nice low-scoring answer from you, that might just keep you in the game. So best of luck with that. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, so remember, Andrea, we're looking for any EU country whose flag is represented on our board.
Like Steve, not my strongest suit, but I'm hoping that one of those flags is Romania.
Romania, says Andrea. Romania. Now, you're the high scorer, so no red line for you. Let's hope Romania takes you a long way down the column. It's right. Well, 20, our low score. 41, our new high. 80 is your focal.
Yeah, there's the Romanian flag. It's got a very large population of brown bears, Romania.
Yes.
Scary, isn't it?
Bears, yes. Bears are scary.
They're quite scary.
Let's be plain about this.
And since they opened the borders as well, they're free to travel to the UK as well.
Yeah. I was just in France the other day, and I was thinking, I'm on the same landmass. I'm sharing my landmass here with bears. An adventurous bear.
Yeah.
Adventurous bear.
Like a very well-travelled bear.
With a passport. Well, yeah. Paddington, let's say.
Yeah. He got a long way, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did. Could have, that's amazing. You
Well, the train networks these days are very efficient, you see, across all the member states.
Yes, but they're so efficient, they usually, if there's a bear on board, they usually spot it. Oh,
not if it's in a hat and a duffel coat, they don't.
No, that's true. You might think it's a particularly hairy man.
Well, exactly.
So I shan't disturb the sleeping hairy man.
Yeah, suddenly the salmon they had on their trolley's gone. thanks very much indeed. OK, so now, Steph,
Hello.
We come to you. The high scorers, Andrea and Steve, on 80, you need to score 59 or less.
Yeah. Well, Dad and I have actually revised flags, but we, being us, we revised the really obscure world ones. So I know what the flag for Djibouti looks like, but the European ones I'm not as sure about. However, I think my boyfriend went on football tour to this country, and it's Estonia.
Estonia, says Steph. Here's your red line. If you get below that with Estonia, you're in the head-to-head. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said Estonia. It's right. You are through. Very well done. 13. Our lowest score. 33, your total, also our lowest score.
Yeah, there's the Estonian flag. I quite like the Estonian flag. Blue, black and white. It's quite nice colours, isn't it? Quite unusual. They also famously have those fake football tours in Estonia.
Yes. Yeah, where people's boyfriends go on football tours.
Football tours, yeah. Very well. They're trying to crack down on it because it sort of causes all sorts of trouble, but, you know, there it is.
Yeah.
Clever scam.
Oh, it's a great scam.
Fair play to the guys for doing that. Well done. Good luck to you. You can get away with it, But surely days are numbered.
I would have thought. Thanks, Richard. Now, Graham, you're on 35. The highest score is Andrea and Steve on 80. 44 or less keeps you in the game.
Puts the pressure on.
Yeah. Do you fancy talking us through any of those flags?
Not at all, no.
OK.
I'll pass on that one. I think my reference point for this is probably the Eurovision Song Contest rather than the European Union. So more music, less politics. And I don't recognise any of the flags, so I'm going to have to take a chance on Bosnia and Herzegovina.
OK, Bosnia-Herzegovina, says Graham. Let's see if that's right. Well, there's your red line. If you can get below that red line with Bosnia-Herzegovina, then you are through to the head-to-head. Andrea and Steve have a lot riding on this as well. Let's find out if it's right. Let's see how many people said Bosnia-Herzegovina. Bad luck, Graham. I'm sorry. I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you 100 points, takes your total up to 135, makes Andrea and Steve very happy.
Yeah, they hadn't joined as of January 2014, and their flags aren't out there. It's like blue and yellow with stars across. Let's take a look through them. Now, the top left, that is Bulgaria, would have scored you 31 points. Just beneath that is Malta, would have scored you 17. Next to that, Lithuania, 16. Next to that, Latvia, 22. Then it's the Czech Republic, would have scored you 15 points. Then we've got Hungary, would have scored 15 as well. We've got Slovakia, 10, and Slovenia, 8. And those are all the answers, and the best answer up there is Slovenia for 8 points.
Thanks very much indeed. So, at the end of our second round, the pair heading home with their high score of 135. I'm afraid, Graham and Steph, I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to you now, but we'll get to see you again next time. We'll look forward to that very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for playing, Graham and Steph. Back to Andrea and Steve and Ian and Steph. It's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, Ian and Steph, Steve and Andrea. You are now one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £5,250. Now, this is the point where we decide who goes and plays for that money in the final, and we do that by making you go head-to-head. The difference is you can now start playing as a team, you can confer before you give your answers, and the first pair to win two questions will be playing for that jackpot. Well, Steve and Andrea, this is exactly what we needed from you. But you're up against Ian and Steph, who've shown their worth in the last two rounds. They've been the low scorers, the lowest individual scorers and the lowest team scorers as well. So, yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
However, anything can happen in these semi-final rounds. This is going to be very exciting. Best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns Doctor Who actors and actresses. Doctor Who actors and actresses. Richard.
OK, we're about to show you the names of five actors who've appeared in five or more episodes of the newer version of Doctor Who, but we've just given you alternate letters of their names. Can you fill in those blanks and give us the most obscure answer?
Excellent. Well, let's reveal our five actors and actresses, and here they are. We have got K-R-N-I-L-N, D-V-D-E-N-N, B-R-A-D-R-B-I-S, N-V-M-I-T-S, and J-H-S-M. I'll read those all again. K-R-N-I-L-N, D-V-D-E-N-N, B-R-A-D-R-B-I-S, N-V-M-I-T-S, and J-H-S-M. Ian and Steph, you will go first.
I don't know the middle ones, but Johnson's
We know a few of these.
Yeah.
One we don't know. I think we'll go with the middle one. You all right with that?
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Cribbins.
Bernard Cribbins, say Ian and Steph. Now, Steve and Andrea, talk us through that board as much as you can.
Right, well, I know one, but Andrea thinks she knows more than that.
Oh, I think I know two. I think, well, we think number two is David Tennant, but I think everyone will know him. I'm not sure about the top one. Karen Millen, but I'm not sure whether she's a model. But I think we should go for the bottom one, which is John Sim. So,
okay.
Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
We're going for John Sim.
So we have Bernard Cribbins versus John Sim. Ian and Steph went for Bernard Cribbins. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It's right. Very well done indeed. Eight for Bernard Cribbins. Meanwhile, Steve and Andrea have gone for John Sim. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said that. John Sim. Two good answers there, but very hard to beat the Bernard Cribbins answer. Ian and Steph, well done. After one question, you're up 1-0.
Two good answers indeed. Now, the top one, it's not Karen Millen, it's Karen Gillan. Oh. Yeah, played Amy Pond. So you would have scored you 13 points. David Tennant, of course, big scorer, though. Scored you 67. Now, this next one, she played the Great Detective. I know that some Doctor Who fans will know this. It's Niamh McIntosh. And if you said it, very well done, because it's a pointless answer.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. OK, here comes your second question. Steve and Andrea, you get to answer it first, but you have to win it to stay in the game, so best of luck. It concerns computing. Computing, Richard.
Yeah, simply going to show you five clues now to facts about computing. Can you give us the most obscure answer?
OK, let's reveal our five clues, and here they come. We have got... co-founded Microsoft with Paul Allen in 1975, the common name for a modulator-demodulator device, the nickname given to the region of California between Palo Alto and San Jose, renowned for technology firms, the type of coding that uses only the digits 1 and 0, and the input device that shares its name with a rodent and is used to control a pointer on a display. I'll read those all one last time. Co-founded Microsoft with Paul Allen in 1975, the common name for a modulator-demodulator device, the nickname given to the region of California between Palo Alto and San Jose, renowned for technology firms, the type of coding that uses only the digits 1 and 0, and the input device that shares its name with a rodent and is used to control a pointer on a display. Steve and Andrea, you will go first.
Right. No. We think we know four of them. It's a question of which one is going to be the lowest. Is it?
Yeah.
Top one.
Yeah. Sorry, we're really struggling.
Sorry, we made a decision and he's burbling in my ear now.
I just suddenly thought the top one.
Right. Okay. Team orders here.
We'll go for Bill Gates.
Okay, you're going to go for Bill Gates. The top one, Bill Gates. There we are. And Ian and Steph, do you want to talk us through the rest of the board, if you can?
We can try. The second one, I didn't know, but Dad says it's a modem. The third one down is Silicon Valley, we think. Fourth one is binary. And the fifth one is a mouse.
Not a guinea pig,
okay. Sadly. But we think we're going to go for Dad's answer, which is modem.
OK, modem, say Ian and Steph. So we have Bill Gates versus modem. Andrea and Steve have gone for Bill Gates. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It's right. 55. Now, Ian and Steph have gone for modem. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. 32. Very well done, Ian and Steph. After only two questions, you're straight through to the final 2-0.
Yeah, did you know modem, Andrew and Steve?
We knew all of them. Well, we knew all of them.
Yeah, so it was me. I thought that Bill Gates would be a... because it's a name.
Yeah.
We were going to go for Silicon Valley.
Well, funnily enough, modem is the best answer on the board by a mile. They're all big scorers.
Right.
As soon as you see the MO and the DEM, you can get modem. But, yeah, the nickname is Silicon Valley, but it would have scored you 63 points. It's binary coding, of course. Another big scorer would have scored you 69. And it is, of course, the mouse. And that's the biggest scorer of all, 92 points.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. So the pair leaving us at the end of the head-to-head round. I'm afraid it's Steve and Andrea. I'm so sorry. You've done so well this show. You know, very good. Nothing wrong with either of your answers, actually. But I'm afraid this is where we have to say goodbye. It's been lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much for playing. Steve and Andrea. But for Ian and Steph, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Ian and Steph. You've fought off all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot, and at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £5,250. Well, you've come in, you mean business. I know you mean business, you've got stuff to do, you've got to move to Manchester this week.
Yes.
So, good, you don't want to hang about here for too long. So you've come in very, I mean, a stealth raid, I'd call that. Lowest scorers in the first two rounds, 2-0 and they're dead. I mean, there's no arguing with that. Absolutely fantastic performance. Anything you'd particularly like to see come up in this last round?
Probably film-related things. Yeah. Maybe unsuccessful Oscar nominees, perhaps.
OK, that sounds like something you've been revising on. Yeah, good.
Not me. A little bit.
OK. Well, very, very best luck. As always, you get to choose your category for this final round. And here is our board of four you can choose from. Sport in 2014, actors turned director, the Caribbean, characters in children's books.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Well, I studied English at university, English literature, so I think characters in children's books would be a good shout.
You studied children's books?
Well, no, English literature, but okay. I'm a massive Harry Potter fan and quite juvenile, so characters in children's books suits quite well.
OK, characters in children's books. It is Richard.
OK, we are looking for any named character in any of the following three books, please. So any named character, whether human or animal, in Charlotte's Web, any named character in The House at Pooh Corner, or any named character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So any named character in any of those books, apart from Charlotte, Pooh and Charlie. Anyone else, please, very, very best of luck.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Now, as always, you've got up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that jackpot is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yes.
OK, let's put 60 seconds up on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
OK. Obscure Charlotte's Web ones?
No.
OK. The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ones, I think we could go for the children's parents. So you've got Mike TV's mum was around. Can you remember her name?
Right.
And Mrs. Gloop.
Right.
I don't know if she has a first name.
What was the question, actually?
Veruca Salt's father.
Can I just ask, do we need to give both names or just...
Yeah, both names only if they're given in the book, yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Mr. Beauregard, Violet's dad, is in the film.
Violet Beauregard, that's a full name.
Yeah, okay, you can go for her.
House of Pooh Corner is probably rather well known, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Kangaroo and Roo and Owl and Rabbit, but.
Ruth might be worth a chance.
Okay,
10 seconds left.
And let's see. Susan TV.
Oh, I think the name Charlie Trotter, actually.
Yeah,
parents.
Patrick Salt.
Okay, that is your time up. I now need your three answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to give them?
No, I'll let you do that.
Okay. I think we're going to go for Roo in The House at Pooh Corner.
Roo.
For Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we're going to go for Mrs. Gloop.
Mrs. Gloop.
Mm-hmm. And... Violet Beauregard.
And Violet Beauregard. OK, of those three, which is your best shot at a pointless answer?
Roo.
OK, we'll put Roo from the House of Pooh Corner last. Uh-huh. Least likely to be pointless?
Violet Beauregard.
Violet Beauregard. Mm-hmm. OK, let's pop those answers up on the board in that order, and here they are. We've got Violet Beauregard, Mrs. Gloop and Roo. Well, best of luck. Three good answers up there on the board. Your first answer was Violet Beauregard, the one you thought was probably least likely to win the jackpot for you. Let's say one of these does win it for you, £5,250. What would you do with that? Ian, to you first.
Well, I've got an old classic car, which is a bit tatty and needs some new seats. So I've got that idea. However, Steph moving into a new flat, a wife and another daughter, I'm not really going to see anything in reality, am I?
That's a fib.
Steph, how about you?
We're going to split it evenly. And I'd like to go on holiday, I think.
Okay, very good. Well, best of luck. Let's hope at least one of these answers wins that jackpot for you. Violet Beauregard was your first. In this case, we're looking for characters from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It has to be right, then it has to be pointless for you to win the jackpot. So for £5,250, let's find out how many people said Violet Beauregard. It's right. If this goes all the way down to zero, you leave here with £5,250. Down goes Violet Beauregard through the 20s, into the teens, 40. But you put Violet Beauregard first. You knew that was going to be a conspicuous answer. OK, so not a pointless answer. Only two more shots at today's jackpot. Your next answer was Mrs. Gloop. You were slightly uncertain about this one. If she was not entirely sure, maybe she had a Christian name, maybe she didn't. Well, we'll find out soon enough. It has to be right. But then if it is right and if it is pointless, it will win you £5,250. How many people said Mrs. Gloop? It's right. Now, how far down is Mrs. Gloop going to take us? Violet Beauregard took us down to 14. Mrs. Gloop now taking us down in single figures, still going down. Down she goes, still going down. You've done it! Very well done indeed. Fantastic. Brilliant. Great work. Well done. Brilliant.
Well done.
Well, congratulations, Mrs. Gloop is a pointless answer, which means you go away with that jackpot of £5,250. Very well done.
That was brilliantly done, very well played. You immediately hit upon the right thing, which is thinking of the parents, because every single parent of every single child in that book was a pointless answer, every single one of them, Mr. and Mrs. Everything. We'll take a look at some of them in a second. Let's start with Charlotte's Web, though. Pointless answers there. Aaron Nia, Aunt Edith Zuckerman, Avery Arable and Fern Arable, both pointless answers. You also could have had Henry Fussy, John Arable, Joy Lurvy, Mrs. Arable, Nelly, Uncle Homer Zuckerman, also a pointless answer. Well done if you said any of those. Captures the Pooh Corner, you could have had Henry Rush, you could have had Late, you could have had Uncle Robert, Very Small Beetle, a couple of others you could have had Early, and you could have had Smallest of All. All of those are pointless. And here's our favourite category. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So Mr. Salt and Mrs. Salt, both pointless. Mr. TV and Mrs. TV. Mrs. Bucket and Mr. Bucket. And Mr. and Mrs. Gloop, all of them pointless. So very, very well played. Well done if you've got any at home, but congratulations in the studio.
Thanks very much indeed. Well, thanks once again to our winning players, Ian and Steph, who go away with today's jackpot of £5,250. Join us next time when we'll be putting more obscure knowledge to the test on pointless. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.